Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome to Inside China Basin, your San Francisco Giants three times a week podcast on the sportsvirus.com and now on KNBR.com, featuring Giants players like all-star catcher Buster Posey.
It's about, you know, just going out and trying to have passion for the game that I've loved since I was a kid.
And San Francisco Chronicle columnist John Shea is our regular guest, too.
Bumgarner, he's a god, isn't he? He does all these things that no other humans do.
Inside China Basin is brought to you by Townsend Restaurant and Bakery, capturing the spirit of San Francisco. Today's guest is Giants hitting coach Steve Decker. Steve was just watching the end of batting practice, and that was one of the more exciting parts of it, watching Jared Parker put some out of the ballpark. And, you know, this guy has tremendous power. So can you tell us about the progress he's made?
Well, right now it's really hard to see. So his barrel accuracy was actually pretty inconsistent. So going the other way early in batting practice, he was having a little trouble seeing, but all the hitters are having trouble seeing right now. But his raw power grade number is really big. So, as you know, he's one of those guys that's probably like a young Jay Bruce, you know, The average is going to go up and down a little bit, but the power never wavers. So when he runs into the ball, he's got as much power as anybody we have here.
How difficult was it for him and for Mack Williamson, the guys who didn't see, you know, a lot of playing time on a regular basis after their initial time when Hunter Pence was down?
Oh, it's very difficult to be in a role of a backup outfielder and then come in and, you know, and really they were being platooned for the most part, you know, and Jared's done real well against right-handed pitching and struggled a little bit more against lefties. But when he goes down to AAA, he has the chance to see left-handed pitching down there. We actually work on left-handed breaking balls in the cage during the game and actually pregame before batting practice. Mack Williamson's kind of the same animal, just right-handed, you know, the strike zone awareness, checking off of the bad breaking ball and stopping for them is a big key to them staying in the big leagues and being successful, especially off the bench. But I think both of them have proven that when they get a chance to play that the power does apply here, and they can change a game, get you back into the game with a three-run home run or give you a big lead.
Speaking of power, just for the whole team, it hasn't been there as much as maybe you guys would like. But when somebody gets on a roll like Joe Panik, it seems like it does come because you're hitting the ball hard. Is that maybe just kind of a product of hitting the ball hard?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a very good point. You got to make square contact before you can hit it out of the ballpark. And, again, some guys have the raw power, some guys don't. So, you know, one of my first things is controlling the count. You know, what's your pitch? What's your offensive area in the strike zone? And being able to get into a count so that you can constantly look for that area. Yesterday, Panik got the head out on a couple fastballs, and the ball was carrying. Obviously, it was a day game. We fly out to the warning track a lot. I mean, if we're playing in Cincinnati or we're playing in Philadelphia, we have just as many home runs as anybody else. I would say Brandon Crawford and Brandon Belt fly out to the warning track more than any player in baseball. So, you know, we're at a tough ballpark, and they can hit home runs, but they're not those big, strong guys that just have that huge raw power. So part of it's the ballpark, and we're not using that as an excuse. You know, we're one of the better teams in baseball in the doubles and triples department. We score a lot of runs, you know, and we're the toughest team in baseball to strike out, and that's been a good formula for us and the Royals the last couple of years for winning the World Series.
We'll have more with Giants hitting coach Steve Decker right after this. The next time you're on your way to a Giants game, stop by Towns End Restaurant and Bakery for breakfast and lunch Tuesday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 2 p.m., or for brunch on the weekend from 8 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Celebrating their 26th year, family-run and cozy, Towns End Restaurant and Bakery captures the spirit of San Francisco with homemade sourdough English muffins, scones, and breads. They're serving cage-free Petaluma eggs and have been organic since well before organic became mainstream. Consistent quality, 4-star Google reviews, and great service from loyal employees that have been there for over 20 years. Towns End Restaurant and Bakery, a Buster Posey home run away from AT&T Park, right along the Embarcadero at 2 Townsend Street in San Francisco. I wanted to ask you about guessing because, of course, there's the educated guess. You guys have a lot of data available, but when you talk to different players, are some more comfortable than others as far as taking a guess at a pitch in a zone or even what kind of pitch it's going to be?
Well, it's just terminology. You're using a word guess that's we don't use the word guess. We walk up there with a plan or a strategy. What do I do well? What's the scoreboard dictate I do in this situation? What's the pitcher's strengths and weaknesses? So we go up there with a predetermined plan or strategy, and then we try to work off of that. And usually never get away from what you do best. So if you're a good puller of the baseball, go up there and look to pull, unless maybe an umpire or a guy like Greinke can, you know, paint the outside corner. Now, the guess term that you're using is a term that, as the hitter's getting ready, and he's always assuming he's going to swing. So it's always a yes, yes, yes mentality. And then you tell yourself no when you see something is wrong. Okay, the ball's down. The ball's a change of speed. The ball's, you know, spinning wrong. So then the guess word is where you swing before you decipher that information. So to say the word guess, almost every hitter in baseball you could actually say is a guess hitter or has a predetermined plan of what they're trying to do. There's nobody in the average fastball velocities up to 92, 93 now. Nobody just waits and sees and reacts. The ball's going to be by you at 60 feet.
More with Giants hitting coach Steve Decker in just a moment. Hey, Giants fans, whether you're taking pictures of little leaguers or the pros, Tamron Lenses and Looking Glass Photo have the perfect lens for you. The award-winning Tamron 16-300mm all-in-one zoom is more versatile than your basic kit lens. With amazing Tamron quality and image stabilization, you'll never need to switch lenses again, whether they are sliding into home or making a spectacular catch at the wall. Your Tamron lens will catch them all. Tamron has lenses for all of your photographic needs, and you can get your Tamron lens at Looking Glass Photo in Berkeley. Contact them at www.lookingglassphoto.com. What about the shifts nowadays? How have you guys adjusted to it as part of the plan when you go up there, you know, especially the guys who see the exaggerated shifts like a Brandon Belt?
That's a great question. There's certain guys that have the ability to, I say, pull out different weapons, kind of like a golfer. You're on a certain hole and you can pull out different clubs for different situations. Are you going to lay up? Or are you going to try to hit a cut? You're going to try to go for the green. So as a hitter, you can, Posey has probably more weapons than anybody on our team, where he can do four or five different things and still be successful. Where most guys, you have a catch the ball out front, middle of the field, and a two-strike approach. So three basic approaches. So if we have a strong bullpen and the manager might say, hey, you know, infield's back, get this guy in. You know, I got a strong bullpen. Give us a lead right now. Or another time you might, hey, we got a weak bullpen. I want you to hit a three-run home run. Even with two strikes, I want you to let it go, you know. So those plans can change sometimes from at-bat to at-bat, or even in the at-bat if, say, there's a wild pitch or somebody moves on. The question of the shifts, it's made it very difficult. I mean, I don't know how many times I've gone, oh, that's a hit right off the bat, you know, and then you look up and there's a guy standing right there. And that's the, we're good at it, other teams are good at it, and it really makes it even more difficult to hit.
Well, it's not so easy, too, to convince yourself that, okay, you know, I did my job. I hit the ball hard. Joe Panik was talking about that, and as I talked to him, he did seem convinced that, okay, I did my job. I hit the ball hard, but that's not always easy when you're not getting the results and if you're in a slump.
Yeah, and guys handle it different ways. I was the type of hitter, when I lined out to center fielder, I hit a bullet somewhere and it was caught, I'd break my bat, slam my helmet, and go, I deserve a hit. I did everything right. And then there's other guys that are just happy they squared the ball up. So guys handle it in different ways emotionally. I remember when Will Clark was with us, he'd hit a line drive in batting practice and somebody'd catch it and he'd start yelling at him. You know, so everybody's a little bit different on how they handle that.
I know you guys look at exit velocity now a lot. I mean, it's really been talked about a lot. How does it help you, and what do you maybe have to guard against doing when you are looking at those numbers?
That's another good question, because the line drive number is really the key number. It's the one ball flight that you can hit the ball soft or hard and it's still a hit. So every day we break down a guy that maybe has a 135 average like a Greinke against the ground ball and a 215 average against the fly ball and a 600 to 700 average against the line drive. So inevitably, no matter what your ball flight is, your first approach, unless you're maybe a real true Donaldson or Davis, you know, from Baltimore or those guys, you're really thinking line drive. And then when the pitcher makes a mistake up, the ball carries into a different trajectory at 35 to 42 degrees. And the ball goes out of the ballpark. So really, pitch location, the mistake of the pitcher allows you to hit the home run. But when you think line drive and you're really trying to hit the ball hard and what we call hit the ball through the outfield fence, and then it's just a little bit of a location mistake up, then you hit it out of the ballpark instead of a pop-up to the shortstop or a high fly ball.
Can you recall what are some of the highest velocities that you've seen as far as the exit velocity this year?
I think the highest is around 110 to 111 for us. Now, don't hold me to that. And I think it might have been a ground ball that Madison Baumgartner hit. To a third baseman, yeah. They're finding the higher ball speeds are actually recorded on the hard ground balls than any other of the ball flight. But, I mean, just if you're hitting the ball above 90, 95 miles an hour off your barrel, you're squaring it up and you're hitting it hard.
And Madison's amazing because you guys take so much batting practice. You work so hard. I mean, he's got such natural ability to hit the baseball sometimes.
He's just country strong, you know, and he is. He's above average hitter for a pitcher, and he gets a lot of breaking balls. 54% of the pitches he sees are breaking balls, and we have to get better at hitting that. Have to get better at getting that cheap RBI. I know he's a home run hitter and he hits the fastball a long way, but a lot of times all we need is a ground ball to shortstop to drive that run in. He'll be the first to admit it, that he's got to get better at getting those cheap RBIs in when the infielder back.
We'll get back to the conversation with Giants hitting coach Steve Decker in just a moment. Last year I was riding my bicycle in Marin when suddenly flat tire. Thankfully, someone recommended I get my repair done at Breaking Away Bikes in Ross. While head mechanic and bike guru Rich quickly fixed my tire, I noticed the wide selection of bikes in the store. Breaking Away Bikes rents, demos, and sells all the bikes you could possibly need. Road bike? Check. Mountain bike? That was my choice, and I'm so glad I decided to buy it at Breaking Away Bikes, located in the heart of Ross at 7 Ross Common. Catch them on your way to ride Alpine, West Marin, and Petaluma, or call 415-461-2959 for Breaking Away Bikes. By the way, to finish up, Tim Tebow's been working out for teams. And, you know, you could see that he's got some raw power. But, you know, what do you think about a guy like that who's been away from baseball so long? It's got to be difficult.
Yeah, because it's such a field sport. It's a skill element sport to hit the baseball. He's going to be able to run fine. I'm sure he's got a good arm. I watched his workout a little bit today. He looked a little crude, but he's a plus athlete. And those are you can't teach strength and speed. Now, how much baseball ability and how much feel for the game does he have? That will be determined over time. But, you know, this guy has passion. This is what he wants to do. I've tipped my hat to him, and I'm all for it.
The very last thing, you guys are going on a road trip where you're going to go to some ballparks where the ball can fly, like Wrigley Field and Coors and even Arizona. Does that come into play as far as the adjustments you make or even the mentality of it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I think, you know, especially if you're behind, you got to look to get that leadoff hitter on base so that it's a three-run home run and not a solo home run. We know we're going to have to slug with all three of those teams. And, you know, going into it, I feel like our guys, it's almost like a weight is lifted off their shoulders because they go to a place where they can miss the ball a little bit and still hit home runs. And, you know, our first half of the season, we were outstanding at driving the ball, and we went into a funk. But the bottom line is getting one more run than the other team, and we grinded it out. I think we have more come-from-behind wins than we did all last year right after the All-Star break. So this team's showing a lot of character, showing the ability to grind through the end of the game and stay in it. Whether or not you win by one or you win by eight, I really don't care as long as we win.
All right, Steve. Hey, thanks a lot for the time. You're doing a great job. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you.
That's Giants hitting coach Steve Decker. Join us again on Monday. We're scheduled to talk to John Shea from the San Francisco Chronicle. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to Inside China Basin on thesportsvirus.com and now on canbr.com.